Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin and Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. Now the Kohen Gadol wore the big day lavan, the white garments, twice on Yom Kippur. Once in the morning when he would bring the par and the goat and the ketores, and once in the afternoon when he would remove the kalim that had been used in the avoda of the ketores. Now, instead of wearing the same garments twice, he actually wore two different sets of the articles of clothing. The Mishnah here is going to teach us that the different articles of clothing were actually different in terms of their value. Says the Mishnah, Bashachar hayalovish pilusin shel shneim asar mana. In the morning, he wore this special pelusin garments. As the Bartanura points out, Pelusia is Ramses, which is really the area of Mitzrayim of Egypt that is mentioned in the Torah. And the garments of linen produced there were exceptionally beautiful, exceptionally fancy, and exceptionally fine. So the special clothing that he'd wear in the morning were from Egypt, and they were worth 12 mana. Ubin harbaim hanidvin shel shmona meos zuz. And in the afternoon, he wore these Indian garments that were worth 800 zuz, which is approximately 8 mana, which is less than the morning garments. And as the Tosafot points out, that is learned from the Torah, that the morning garments had to be of a nicer linen and a nicer material than the afternoon materials, than the afternoon clothing. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, that in the morning he wore garments that were worth 18 mana, ubin harbaim shel 12 mana, in the afternoon he wore garments that were 12 mana, hakol 30 mana, that's the total value, according to the Chachamim, was a total of 30 mana. And it's interesting that the Chachamim mentioned a total in order to teach us, as the Bartanura points out, that if the morning garments cost less than 18 mana and the afternoon garments cost more than 12 mana, it does not matter, provided the total is at least 30 mana. And also, essential, it's very essential, it's important that the morning garments be more valuable than the afternoon garments, as we learned earlier. It's a custom in the Torah, it's a learned from the Torah, that the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears in the morning must be worth more and must be more fancy than the clothing worn in the afternoon. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah, as we discuss who exactly paid for these fancy clothing, Elu Mishel Tzibra, that these came from the money that was collected, as we learned in Masechah Shkalim, the Lishkas Hagazis, the special holy money that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, the money from there was going to be used to purchase these fancy clothing for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And if the Kohen Gadol wanted to add money to buy garments that were even more fancy than these, Mosef Mishelo, then he added them from his own funds and not from money that belongs to the tzibur, that belongs to the community. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. Now, after putting on the white garments and washing his hands and his feet, as we learned in Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, the Kohen Gadol began the special avoda of Yom Kippur, and all of these aspects of the avoda are going to center around one par, one bull, two goats, and the ketores. That's very helpful a lot of times on Yom Kippur night, before, meaning after Kol Nidre and after the davening of Maariv and so on. It's very helpful a lot of times to go through this avodah, to go through these mishnayos, to learn what the avodah is, that the next day, when we have musaf and we have the actual avodah being described as part of tefillah, so at least we can be somewhat familiar with what's going on, with what's happening. It could make a little bit more sense to us, and this is really where we're going to begin the special avodos, the special services that were done in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Balo etel paro u paro haya omid ben ha'ulam vila mizbeach. He would go towards the bull. And it's his bull specifically because he had to pay for it. Paro, the Mishnah says, it's his bull. The Kohen Gadol had to pay for the bull. He would go toward the bull, which was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach. So this is the bull stood in the northern part of the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, because like all other carbon chatas, it belongs to the type of carbon as kachay kadashim, which were shechted in the northern half of the azara. It was placed between the mizbeach and the ulam, so that after shechting the bull, the Kohen Gadol would have to walk only a short distance when he would carry the bull's blood to the Heichal. And again, since he was fasting and he had to perform many different things that day, care was taken to spare him from any unnecessary exertion, any unnecessary effort. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rosho Ledarom, with its head to the south and its back to the north, Ufanav Lamarav, but its face was turned towards the west, Va'akohen Omid Bamizrach Ufanav Lamarav, that is meaning, and the Kohen Gadol would stand in the east, meaning with his back towards the east, and with his face to the west, V'somich Shtei Yadav Alav, and he would lean and recline and rest both of his hands on the head of the bull, Umisvad, and he would confess his sins and the sins of his family. That it is a general halacha that anyone who brings a karban chatas must lean his hands on the animal's head, it's called smicha, and he must confess his sins. That's referred to as a vidoy, but this particular vidoy was unique to Yom Kippur. V'kach ha'yomer, and this is what he would say as part of his vidoy, as part of his confession. Ano Hashem, please Hashem, avisi, I have sinned on purpose. Pashati, I have sinned rebelliously. Chatasi lefanach, and I have sinned by accident before you. Ani uvesi, I and my family, my household. Ano Hashem, please Hashem, kaper na la'avonos v'la'psham v'la'chatoim. Please Hashem, forgive the intentional, the rebellious, and the mistaken sins. Shavisi v'shepashati v'shechatazi lefanach ani uvesi, that I have committed again deliberately, which is on purpose, rebelliously, and mistakenly before you, both me and my family. Kakasub b'soras Moshe avdacha, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, your servant, in the Sefer Vayikra, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem let ha'aretzchem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titharu, as the pasuk says in the Parashas Acharemos, on this day we will get a kapar, we'll get an atonement of forgiveness for you, to purify you from all of your sins before Hashem. You shall be purified, v'hein onen acharav, and after each of the three times that the Kohen Gadol would mention the special name of Hashem, the people would say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Va. And as we're going to see, before they would say these words, they would literally, as we do on Yom Kippur also, they would literally go on the ground and bow down with their knees and so on the ground of the Beis HaMikdash. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion taught us, number one, that the morning was machlokas, exactly the value of the clothing that he would wear in the morning versus the afternoon. Everyone agrees that the morning clothing that the Kohen Gadol would wear was more expensive than the afternoon clothing, but according to Rabbi Meir, the morning clothing was worth 12 mana, the afternoon clothing was worth 800 zuz, which was 8 mana. The Chachamim said that the morning clothing should be worth 18 mana, the afternoon should be 12, it should be a total of 30 mana. That was important according to the Chachamim. And the Mishnah said that all of these fancy clothing were paid for by the funds of the community of the Tzibur. And if the Kohen Gadol wanted to add and wear even fancier clothing, then he certainly could do so. Again, provided that the morning clothing that he would wear was more expensive and valuable than the afternoon clothing. And then the Mishnah Parag Gimel Mishnah Ches began discussing the first part of the Avodah that was specific and unique to Yom Kippur. It described that he would go towards his bull. It was going to be a Karban Chatos for him and his family individually, not yet the communal carbon. It was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach over there in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, the northern part of the mizbeach. Its head was to the south, its back was to the north, but its face was turned towards the west. The Kohen Gadol stood in the east, and with his face to the west, and he leaned both of his hands on the head of the bull, and he would confess his sins and the sins of his family, and he would say, please Hashem, I have sinned on purpose, I have sinned rebelliously, I have sinned mistakenly, me and my family, please forgive us. And that's how he would do, and he would quote the pasuk in Parshas Acharemos, which says that on this day of Yom Kippur, you're going to be purified from all of your sins in front of Hashem. And that's exactly what he would do. And every time that he would say the name of Hashem, they would say, the people that were there would say, Baruch Shem Kibbut Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Have a great day.